Based in Xuzhou, XCMG Group is a leading Chinese heavy machinery manufacturing company, ranking fifth in the world in that sector. Vice Director of the company's technology center, Deputy Yan Lijuan, said when going abroad, China's manufacturing companies are still facing various problems in terms of intellectual property rights protection. In dealing with this issue, she offered her company's solutions.
Firstly, when we cultivate leading technical personnel, we should train them with the consciousness of protecting their own advanced techniques and management experience. And then we should transform our core products or skills into patents. Thirdly, we should make full use of the Internet Plus, conducting business and patent analysis in order to avoid encroaching on others' techniques in the global competition.
Deputy Ding Rongyu, a party member of the Intellectual Property Office of Jiangsu Province, also made his suggestions during the NPC group meeting.
China should consider building up a police system for IPR protection, which can act as a deterrent with administrative, judicial, and legal enforcement. Right now, the country's IPR protection in the manufacturing sector is not strong enough. Without adequate protection, companies may lose their enthusiasm and momentum in innovation.
Last month, China established its first state-level intellectual property rights evaluation and certification center in Beijing. Based on its big data platform, the center aims to offer more scientific reviews and reports on patent technologies and company values in various industries, including the manufacturing sector. Deputy Ding further pointed out how the tightened efforts in IPR protection can facilitate the innovation products to serve the national plan.
With the rapid development of the Internet and digital economy, IPR protection allows innovative technologies to gain benefits and respect in society. Safeguarded by the industrial property rights, such as invention and trademark rights, information and industrialization can be better integrated, thus supporting core skills and enhancing the efficiency and resource allocation involved in the Made in China 2025 plan.
Official figures show that China's State Intellectual Property Office handled over 1.3 million invention patent applications in 2016, ranking first worldwide for the 6 consecutive years. But during that time, the evaluation and certification of intellectual property rights